Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com. That's where you can pick up a copy of our Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. The CD's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. We've got about $136,000, $137,000 raised so far for my friend's place. And Andy Gump. I don't know if you know what that is. I'll tell you what it is. I actually have one at my house right now because there's some construction going on at my house. And so the workman put up an Andy Gump. It's a bath. It's a portalette. It's a port-a-john. It's an outhouse. And the reason why you have that there is obviously it's a place for the workmen to go, so they're not knocking on your door using your house. But you're paying for that. I'm paying for the one that's at my house, and that's just the way that it goes. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who joins us on our newsmaker line. You were on your job site about a week ago, and this was the construction of a business park in Diamond Bar, Mr. Bozell. You were wearing a protective jumpsuit because there was some guniting going on?
That's correct, sir, yes.
What do you mean by guniting?
Phil, gunite is a kind of cement that is mixed with water as it goes through a tube, and you're literally able to shoot this cement mixture. It adheres much more easily. It can be used for a variety of purposes. It's a very malleable medium, and we were using it on the second floor of a business park office complex that we are working on in Diamond Bar. And the protective jumpsuit I was wearing was simply to protect myself from exposure to the gunite. It's not a particularly abrasive chemical. It is an alkaline chemical, but I wear the jumpsuit from neck down to my shoes so that it can protect your body.
All right, now you were in a protective jumpsuit when you went into an Andy Gump out there.
That's correct. I had to go to Andy Gump, which is I looked it up on the Andy Gump website so people know it is a portable toilet. They make wheelchair-accessible toilets, high-rise portable toilets, holding tanks.
Why did you look this up?
Because of legal action that I am contemplating and because I wanted to know exactly what it was that I was in. Andy Gump Company is a very reputable temporary site service. They replenish deodorizers, paper supplies, cleaning of the unit, and so on and so forth. I went in to use the Andy Gump, and it is very awkward wearing a protective jumpsuit that has no fly. So in order to, and forgive me, to take care of business, I guess the best way to say it.
That's all right. So everybody knows why you're in there.
Yes, sir. In order to take care of business, you have to take the whole jumpsuit and drop it down literally to your ankles, and that's what I did. I was standing there. I was not wearing anything except a T-shirt.
So you're taking care of business. You weren't wearing any pants underneath the jumpsuit?
No, it was a very hot day, and I was wearing a T-shirt, and I was wearing socks and shoes.
But no pants or underwear?
No, sir. And I guess that's, you know, the opposing guy's attorney.
All right, well, let's not talk about the opposing guy's attorney. I just want to get the story here, okay? So you're standing in the Andy Gump. You've dropped the jumpsuit down, so you're standing there taking care of business.
Yes. This gentleman comes by and opens the door.
Now somebody opens the door. How are they able to open the door? Did you latch it?
No, I did not lock it. I got locked in once, and it scared me. People did not hear my screams for a long time, so I did not latch it because the latch might rust. It's difficult to get out. Again, I probably was traumatized, but I don't lock those Andy Gumps.
So if you go to an outhouse or an Andy Gump or a portalette anywhere, and you're not locking it...
Yes, sir.
I mean, people are liable to walk in on you.
Well, I imagine the guy... You know, if you've never been locked in an outhouse, you don't know the kind of fear that you can feel. I just got done reading a book about the SS Indianapolis, which was sunk by a Japanese submarine in World War II. These men were subjected to 10 days of shark attacks... 10 days of no drinking water, and I remember thinking to myself the fear that I felt that those men feel. I felt when I was locked in that outhouse, and it's a very traumatic thing. So as a consequence, I have never locked an Andy Gump in my life, and I have made a point of telling people.
So you have told people that when you use an outhouse, you don't lock it.
I made a point of telling people. So this guy, whose name is Cliff Pettigrew. And he works on the gunite crew. He swung bending over to lift up the jumpsuit. So it was pretty much a full moon was out, if you know what I'm saying. And that was very, very humiliating for me, sir.
All right, now I have a press release here, Mr. Bozell. So you're saying you were bending over to lift up your jumpsuit. At that instant, the guy opened...
Well, you know, I know you found it amusing.
Forgive me, sir. Just let me finish. You were bending over, pulling up the jumpsuit. You say you were pretty well spread out, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I have a press release from your attorney, and in it he claims Mr. Pettigrew yelled the following phrase... Bozell is showing us his ass. He must be a mo. Do you know what?
Mr. Henry, you know something? I could go on a lot of other radio programs.
Forgive me, sir. It's. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but it is a little bit funny. Okay.
Well, you may think it's funny when someone calls you a homosexual, says that you're purposely showing them your body part. That's when all the laughter started. Mr. Pettigrew's attorney says that this is a frivolous lawsuit. And I'll say to that, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I have sustained emotional damage due to Mr. Pettigrew's cruel and unusual punishment. I'm an American.
Whoa, hold on, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. So you were bending over, the guy swung open the door. He says, Bozell is showing us his ass. He must be a mo. That stands for homosexual.
Stands for homo, right.
Homo.
Yes, sir.
That's when the laughter started.
That is when everyone started to laugh, and I looked out at Pettigrew, and I said to him, and forgive me, Mr. Henry, for saying that, I said, may God damn you to hell, I'm so angry at you, and I pulled up my jumpsuit, and as I was leaving the Gump, because the jumpsuit was around my ankles, I tripped and fell out of the Andy Gump, and so there I am laying on the ground now, and this was an asphalt parking lot that I fell on, so it was something I could have been very seriously injured on. And now he's telling me, look, Bozell's laying face down with his butt in the air. I guess anybody want to take a crack at it? I'm just very emotional about
it. I understand that you're emotional, so you tripped and fell out of the Andy Gump and you're laying face down
on an asphalt parking surface, yes, sir.
And he said, anybody want to take a crack at it?
That is what he said, and I can tell you it's not fun to lay with your rear end up in front of your coworkers, and that's why I have contacted my attorney.
Are you blaming Mr. Pettigrew for making fun of you when he flew the door open, or are you blaming him for you falling?
Because of the fact that he made fun of me and that I was humiliated, he caused my fall. The asphalt was very hot. The tip of my... Remember, if you want to call it that, was burned by the hot asphalt. It was a very hot day.
I understand, sir. I know that you're very emotional. You want to take a drink of water?
Yes, sir. The tip of my penis was burned from the asphalt, and I was laying there with my rear end in the air, and they then said that I have no right to sue. And
so what are you suing Mr. Pettigrew for?
I am suing him for emotional harm and cruel and unusual punishment.
Let me give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. My name is Phil Hendry. With me is Steve Bozell. He is suing a coworker. This is Steve Bozell suing Mr. Cliff Pettigrew of Riverside, California, who opened up the door of an Andy Gump, which is an outhouse used on construction sites, while Mr. Bozell was bending over to pull his pants up. And apparently, Mr. Bozell, even you, in your complaint, said there was a full moon out, right? Meaning you were bent over and spread?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You turned around and the shock made you trip and fall out of the Gump?
I tripped and fell face first. I was face first down on the asphalt.
And you are alleging that you were laying there with your rear end up in the air and the tip of your penis was burned from the hot asphalt?
That is correct.
You are suing him for $5 million?
That's $5 million for emotional cruelty and cruelty and unusual punishment and cruelty. Mr. Henry, I'm an American.
I understand that, sir.
I'm entitled to due process. My reputation is more important than someone who wants to save a dollar. So if you're going to tell me, like a lot of people love to tell me, oh, it's a frivolous lawsuit. No, sir, no, sir. My reputation's more important than somebody saving a dollar. Waste of money? I'm sorry, you're all going to have to back me up with your tax dollars on this one. If you have to spend your tax dollars on any lawsuit, why not back me up on this one is what I say to most Americans, because this is, I was purposely humiliated. I'm a father of two. I'm a husband. I own a business. And I was bending over to pull my pants up, and he swings the door open and calls me a mo.
And said, look, and said, look, Bozell's showing us his ass.
Yes, sir, he did. And you may find it funny, sir, and all your listeners may find it funny.
No, I don't mean to laugh at you, but the sequence of events is pretty outrageous. And then you turned around, fell face first.
That's correct.
1-800-4- Will you hold a line here, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir. I also, Mr. William Blazegame, who's my attorney, and I gave your his phone number.
Yes, we'll try to contact him. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell with us from Corona, California. He's a construction company owner. Was in a Andy Gump, a port-a-john, was relieving himself with his jumpsuit down around his ankles. Someone pulled the outhouse door open and said, look, he's showing us, and forgive my language, folks, but this is the direct quote, Bozell is showing us his ass, he must be a mo, end quote. People started laughing. Mr. Bozell turned around. I got to, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, and I'm listening to you laugh, sir, and I will tell you something.
Well, you know, I want to tell you this. As funny as all of this sounds, there, we have a caller in West Virginia who understands and made a very good point in your defense, and I want to go to her right now. Yes, it's funny, but you say you burned, and you put this into the complaint, you burned the tip of your penis on the hot asphalt.
Yes, I did. See, I'm not afraid to use our court system for justice, okay? You want to laugh at me? They laughed at a lot of people. They laughed at Noah. They laughed at a lot of people, sir. And all I'm trying to do is get justice. And I don't see what's so terrible about that.
Well, okay. Hold on. Here is Martinsburg, West Virginia. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I really want to empathize with this call.
Thank you.
Because if this was a woman that this happened to, we wouldn't be laughing.
You better believe it.
But I'm really struck by the fact that, I mean, what happened after you fell? Did the man try and help you up? Did he apologize?
I didn't know.
Did this get to court?
Somebody reached down to help me, and I slapped his hand away. And at that time, I was pretty angry.
Because I think there needs to be a better way to resolve these sort of issues out of the court system. I can understand why you would be really angry and frustrated and embarrassed. And I guess, lastly, I think there's a lot worse things to be called than a homosexual. I don't consider that an insult at all.
Mr. Henry, you said that this woman was going to back me up.
Well, she made a good point if it would happen to a woman. And
yeah, but that's kind of like broadside. Because first you said you were going to back me up. Now you're telling me that I'm frivolous?
Well, I'm not calling you frivolous. I'm just saying I think that there needs to be other ways to settle our problems.
Well, I'm an American citizen. I'm entitled to due process, my reputation. I mean, you just said if it happened to a woman. What if you were bending over to pull your panties up and someone opened the door up and there's your butt all for the world?
I would not be happy.
You got that right.
I don't know that I would take the person to court, though.
The point's very well made. If it happened to a woman, it wouldn't be so funny. I wonder why that is. I guess it's funny when men are humiliated in terms of nudity, and women have been exploited so much.
Well, you know, I don't want to go down any fancy-schmancy road about why women deserve more than men do. I demand my rights. And you know what? I was bending over, picking up my pants. Okay, so my butt was spread to the world, and this guy calls me a mo?
Well, the lady said you were sexually harassed.
Thank you very much.
You were sexually harassed? You think he was sexually harassed?
That's what it sounds like. I mean, a woman would claim sexual harassment if the same thing happened to her.
You could sue under those terms.
Yeah, but that just makes me look gay. Okay?
Well, but there's mechanisms in most workplaces to deal with these issues.
If I go and say that I've been sexually harassed, now I do look like a mo, and I don't want that to be on my record.
Well, the whole thing, man, is you're up for... Thank you very much, man, for your call. The whole thing is you're up for grabs. People are going to make fun no matter what you do. You sue for sexual harassment, now you're going to look like a mo in your words. If you don't and you do this, it's a catch 22. Seguin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
You know, the guy should, you know, he has to take responsibility for his actions. And when you're in a public restroom anywhere,
anybody in the world has enough sense to know that you locked the door.
No, but I told these people I don't lock it. So they already knew. Okay?
Well, that's beside the point.
Are you eating or something, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm on a cell phone, but
okay.
Basically, you are...
What I said was I don't lock the door, and they knew about it. Now I'm bending down. Now he opens the door. What's that all about?
Well, like I said, if they knew you didn't lock the door, that's one thing. But you know, you...
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Long Beach on a Phil Hendry show. Hello. Long Beach, hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I think this is ridiculous. I think it's frivolous, and
I think
you're wasting our
citizen,
time.
I have the right to defend myself. You heard what that lady said. If that happened to a woman, if it happened to you, you'd be screaming.
I would be so humiliated, but I would never take it to court. I would get over it.
Let me ask you a question.
Like
what if it was a man?
You take your humiliation.
Let me ask the lady.
Get over it.
Let me ask the lady here in Long Beach. If it was a man who opened the door on you,
I would be humiliated.
And would you go
upset.
To your employer and say that I was sexually harassed?
If he opened it on accident.
No, if he did it on purpose. If he did it on purpose.
If he did it on purpose, I might be upset. I don't think I would sue.
What would you say?
I would be upset.
Would you go to your employer?
I would go to my employer.
There you go, Mr. Henry. There you go. See, all these people want to call up and say that I'm being frivolous, but she complained.
You cannot take this to the court system. You know how many more important cases or people
need
our help?
Well, what would you do?
I would maybe report to my employer and hope that they would take care of it at work.
What if they didn't?
Well, then that's a different situation.
No, it's not a different situation. I'm my own boss, okay?
And so
I can't take it to my employer. I got to take it to me. And my solution is that I will file a lawsuit.
How do you know that he did that on purpose?
That's right. How do you know that?
How do you know he did it on purpose?
Are you kidding me? He swings the door open.
You didn't lock the door.
I told him that the door wasn't locked. So he swings the door open and goes, Bozell's showing us his ass.
You went up to him and you said the door's not going to be locked.
I said, yes, I did.
Well, that's asking for it.
Exactly.
What did you say?
I went over to him. I said, Cliff, I know you're a practical joker, but I'm going to be going in there.
Oh, my gosh, you were asking for it.
Now it's my fault. Just like a woman who's raped, she's asking for it. Is that it?
Oh, that's
Is that
totally
it?
Different.
Okay, yeah. A woman who gets raped, she's asking for it.
I think you're out
of your mind. No, I'm not, ma'am. A woman who gets raped.
Wait a minute. The rape.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead. Stumble
totally
over your
everybody.
Word. I got both of you people now. You can run, but you can't hide. A woman who gets raped, she's asking for it. And I
Look, you go up to a known practical joker and you say, hey, Cliff, I know you are a known practical joker, but I'm going in to take a leak. Please don't open the door while my pants are on my ankles.
That's right.
It's like he wanted to sue someone.
That's what I said.
Well, what did dude, the guy's going to go, this is a dream come true. And the minute you bend over to get your pants off or on or whatever, he's opening the door.
So in other words, a woman who gets raped is asking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's exactly what you're saying.
It's ridiculous. I think you probably put all this together.
No, I sustained emotional injury. I sustained emotional injury.
You told this guy you're going into the can to... Anyway, thanks for your call, ma'am. You told this guy you were going into the can so that he could open the door on you so that you could sue him, didn't you?
No, sir, I did not. And again, Mr. Henry, I've got a very good lawyer, and I would suggest that you watch what you say.
Or what? Are you going to sue me?
I would suggest...
Well, go ahead and sue me, okay? It's not the first time I've been sued. Everybody sues Phil Hendry, ain't you heard? I'm being sued all over the place. Why don't you go ahead and sue me, too, for hurting your feelings? Is that what you're trying to tell me? That because I am pointing out what is possibly a truth here, you're going to sue me?
I'm just saying that I burned my penis and my butt was in the air. And that was because of the fact that this guy opened the door and...
God almighty, you'd be better off not saying anything about it just so you wouldn't have to go through the humiliation of it. My penis is burned and my butt was in the air? I wouldn't let anybody know about it, man.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to say because the whole crew was standing around looking at my ass up in the air. And then he says, anybody want to take a crack at it?
Well, that's bad.
You're damn right it's bad.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Pardon me. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Don't worry about that cough. As you know, many of you know, I've recently gotten back into smoking marijuana. So, you know, it's a little, I'm kidding. I don't know what it is. It's part of this allergy thing that's happening around here. You getting nailed by that? It's bad. Mr. Bozell, Steve Bozell is with us. He is suing a coworker for opening up an outhouse door on him while Mr. Bozell was in there taking care of business. His pants were down around his ankle. He was bending over to pull him up. The guy opened the outhouse door and said, "Bozell is showing us his ass. He must be a mo." And then as Mr. Bozell turned around, shocked, he tripped and fell out of the outhouse on his face. You say you sustained some burn injury on your private area there from the hot asphalt. Is that correct so far, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, who is Officer Dean?
That was the gentleman. He's the officer that pulled me over.
Now, you were pulled over by Riverside Sheriff, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
I don't know that I want to talk.
Well, we have to talk about all of it, okay? I mean, we're going to talk about all of it.
I was severely burned. My penis was burned from having hit the asphalt, so I could not pull the jumpsuit all the way up. I got in my car to drive home. I had a like a salve. It was a Noxena medicated lotion salve that I started to rub on myself. And the officer pulled me over because I was weaving. And he came over to the window and basically pulled me out of the car. Or didn't pull me out of the car, but told me that he wanted to run my license. And I said, "What is that for?" And that's when he saw the salve. And I really did not call up to speak about...
Yeah, I know that. I don't mean to embarrass you, sir, but the Riverside Sheriff walks over to the car, looks in, and you're rubbing cold cream on yourself, right?
Sir, I had severe burning.
I understand that, but do you understand what that looks like to the cop?
I expect the police officer to know and to understand what I'm saying to him.
Did you explain?
Yes, I did.
Did he believe it?
He seemed to have a hard time believing it. I said, I burned my penis on some asphalt after I fell out of an Andy Gump, and I'm rubbing some... Why won't anybody believe me?
All right, man. Hold on, okay?
You know, Mr. Henry, I will file a civil suit, and then you'll see.
All right, here is Oceanside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Okay, I hope you guys are having a good time.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Listen,
I just want to say,
look it. You're in a car. Riverside Sheriff walks over and sees you. Were you rubbing the stuff on when he came?
No, of course I wasn't.
But you had this on the end of your thing, right?
Yes, I did, because I had severe asphalt burning.
Go ahead, Oceanside. Sorry, sir.
Oh yeah, you know what? I just want to tell you guys that it's a part of life. You know, guys always crack on guys all the time. You know, when that guy cracked on you, you should have cracked on the back and kept stepping. Not get on national radio telling everybody that you burned your little wee-wee and your butt was in the air. I mean, that's the worst thing that you want to do. You know? And now everybody knows that you're a mo.
Mr. Henry, you heard what I said about a lawsuit, didn't you?
Look, if you want to sue me, go ahead and sue me, okay? I get sued all the time. Sue me. You want to sue me?
All I want is some respect for what I went through.
Respect for what you heard what the man said. You burned your penis on the asphalt. Your butt's up in the air. The guy's saying, you know, you should have just let it go at that. Now you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio protecting my rights as a human being. And I feel that it's...
And then you cover up the fact that the Riverside Sheriff pulled you over while you were rubbing Noxema medicated lotion on it.
Oh, now I get it. So now you think I was battling my pony. Is that it?
No, I didn't think you were doing that. I think that any cop who saw you doing what you were doing would think that's what you were doing. Do you understand?
I don't care. That's not what we pay him for, okay?
Yeah, what we pay him for is to try to figure out a lot of goofy stuff, man, and you laid one on him pretty good there. Port Hueneme on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you pissed me off, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, lady, but I'm going to protect my rights as a human being under the Constitution of America.
You know, when I turned the radio on, I thought this was a joke. You are so trivial.
Is that right?
A life.
If that happened to you, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah,
what if a guy swung open the outhouse door on you?
What,
I would be pissed, but
you
know what I would
spread.
Do? You know what I would do? I would get over it. I mean, come on.
You get over
I
it while you got a full-on spread going.
Yeah, I would.
But your cheeks are spread.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, bull crap.
I know how women are. They all want to sue a man for sexual harassment.
Really?
And
well, you know
else.
What? be careful about who you're pointing your finger at, because all women aren't like that.
That's right. All women are not like that, okay?
No, they're not. And, you know, I just want to tell you that you really need to get a life. Go see a shrink instead of going to our court system. Goodbye.
Boy, I hate you.
Oh, you hate her.
I hate women like that because they don't understand nothing about being a man, and they all want to have everybody make them feel good. I'm really angry, Mr. Henry.
Well, you're the guy who had his thing. Were you driving all the way home with the pants down around your ankles?
I had them down below my knees.
And a cop pulled you over. Did he cite you?
So I guess you want to embarrass me more.
No, what'd the cop do?
He didn't cite me. He walked away.
He walked away?
He was laughing.
All right, here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. This is Salt Lake City. All I want to say is get over it. If someone else fell out of that thing and you were standing there watching, you would have been laughing too. I mean, quit trying to get rich fast and get over with it, man.
Wait a second.
It's in the past.
What if it had been you and your butt was up in the air?
Well, you know, it would have been embarrassing, but I would have got over it. I wouldn't be crying on the radio to everybody in the world. Everybody in the world telling them how you're going to sue this guy for umpteen million dollars. I mean, come on, bud. Get over it.
Let me ask you a question then. I'm driving home because now I've sustained severe burning on my thing, okay? And I'm trying to put some Noxzema lotion on it, and a cop pulls me over. What am I supposed to do then?
Come on now. How bad could it have hurt? I mean,
all I was doing was rubbing some Noxzema on it.
Yeah, the guy's making a good point. How bad can it hurt that you got to drive home with your pants down?
It was severely burned. I had asphalt abrasion.
Okay, did they do skin grafts or anything like that?
No, they didn't have to do skin grafts.
Okay, then. Come on now. It couldn't have hurt that bad.
The officer...
If you got kicked in the nuts, would you drive home with your pants down holding them? I mean, come on.
Does the officer get to laugh at me?
Well, what do you expect? I mean, that's what happens. And somebody sees you like
that. What was the injury?
They said that a granule of asphalt got lodged in the tip.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know.
I appreciate you calling, okay? A lot of people are saying the same thing. Laugh it off.
Okay, you laugh off a granule of asphalt shoved up the tip. You go right ahead. You laugh off a severe asphalt abrasion. You laugh off somebody calling you a mole, accusing you of having your butt swinging up in the air and everything. You laugh it off.
Well, you know what, man? If it ever happens to me, I'm going to, because I'm sure as hell not going to go out and hire a lawyer and go on a radio show and talk about it. Youngstown on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you
doing? Yes, sir.
I've been sitting and listening to this conversation for about 15 minutes, and I'm getting madder at every moment. I don't understand how this gentleman can compare. Earlier, he was comparing this to a woman being raped. How can you possibly compare?
Because the people said that I asked for it. I didn't ask for it.
How can you possibly compare a violent act like rape to a bunch of guys looking at your ass? That just shows me your mentality right there.
Mr. Henry said I asked for it. That's what people say about women.
Bro, how can you compare a bunch of middle-aged gentlemen looking at your hairy butt to a violent act like a woman being raped?
Because I feel like that's a violation.
That shows your mentality, and that's all I have to say.
How are you violated?
I was violated by them.
How?
Because they're looking at my butt.
Well, that's not violation, you idiot. They're looking at your rear end. You're not being violated.
Mentally, they were violating me.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I don't know who you're working with, pal, but I doubt very seriously that they were all standing around and going, ooh, yeah. Mm-mm.
Sir, I happen to have a very nice-looking ass. And
I don't care how nice it is, Jim.
I want to hang up on you.
Go ahead and hang up on me. I don't give a crap. Go ahead.
And you will be hearing from my attorney, William Blasingame.
Yeah, William Blasingame. I know his name. I got it. I'll have it in my Rolodex. Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, is this guy for real? What's his name? Bozo? Look,
my name is Steve Bozo.
Hey, you're in the construction trade?
Yeah.
You don't sound like a real man to me, my friend. Let me tell you something. You know, are we all supposed to now memorize each other's bathroom habits so we know who's in there doing what? Look, you go into a public restroom, you lock the door. I don't care what kind of claustrophobia, whatever kind of phobia you got. You're asking for it, knowing you got a practical joke.
There you go again with you asking for it. That's the same thing I said about a woman. Is she asking for it when she gets raped?
Maybe she is, but you're asking for it then. Why do you got to make a comparison? What about your situation, my friend? You're so embarrassed that you're bringing it out over national radio and further embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm trying to say that the legal system of this country...
Oh, you're saying that the legal system of the country...
You're up there crying like a little girl.
A little girl?
I've heard enough. You're a little punk.
You're
in the construction trade.
I'll tell
you're
right
probably
now.
Going out of business. How much you grossed last year? Maybe that's the root cause of your problem.
I was
you make me sick, you punk.
I went up to the guy and I said to him that I don't want you opening no door on me.
Cliff Pettigrew, a known practical joker, and you asked him not to open the bathroom door.
That's right. I thought that I could go to him with my hat in hand and plead my case before he opened the door on me. And
that's the worst thing you could do with a practical joker is go and plead your case.
I wanted to go before him and say, Cliff, lay off of me. I need to take a leak.
Learn how to latch the bathroom door. That's a really good thing.
Senator, you can expect a call from my...
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show, and I can tell you right now...
My attorney's name is William Blassingame.
Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks for everything that you do to support our show, including visiting our website and even the unofficial sites that have sprung up on behalf of our show. Bill Kiesling's Shuck and Jive, Don's Parody Pages, the Steve Bozell lawsuit page. I'm going to have to, you know, really put together a list of some of these great pages and direct you to them, and when we see things that we like, we'll let you know all about that. We also want to mention that our CD is for sale, and you can pick that up as well by logging on to philhenryshow.com. I also want to mention to our fans in Los Angeles that we maintain a site for the Phil Henry Show at KFI640.com. KFI640.com is the website for our station in L.A., and I also want to say that for the longest time, I was told by lawyers that you may not put somebody on the air unless you have told them first that A, you want to put them on the air, and B, you get their assent, you get their agreement. And why have I been told that? Because I used to do a lot of that in Miami, especially, and the company lawyer said, you tell that Henry, when he gets to L.A., if we ever so much as hear that he is taking phone calls and putting them on the air without getting first the agreement of the people, that means this. You can't call them up and say, hi, you're on the air in the Phil Henry Show. You can't even so much as hear them say, hello. You first have to say, hi, this is the Phil Henry Show calling. Would you like to go on the air? They have to say yes, and then you may put them on the air. Now, how do I know this, as I mentioned to you? Because I've had my castanets busted over this thing for years. Lawyer after lawyer telling me that that's the law. I know it's the law in the state of Florida, and I know it's the law in the state of California, and I'm pretty sure it's the law in all the other 50 states. But that doesn't stop some of these cats whose names I will not mention from putting these people on the air, man. And you know what? More power to you. I'm not complaining, but if those guys get to do it, how come I don't get to? Oh, we have 52 states now? Thank you very much. Did I say that California, Florida, and the other 50 states? Yeah, we have 52 states. So what do you want from me? You know, I'm going to put you on the air without you knowing it in a minute. I'm going to call up your wife and put her on the air without you knowing it. So how come these other guys get to get away with that stuff? And where are the lawyers when I hear all these other cats doing their jive-ass call-outs? And you've heard them. Yeah, hi, this is the Skippy and Frank Show. Hey, listen, we want to put you on the air, huh? No problem, man. Anyway.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, could you connect me to Jack Nicholson's hotel room, please? You heard that bull crap? And I got rifles pointed at my head? I'm not going to rat anybody out. I don't do that. Unlike the guy down in Miami that ratted me out to the lawyer for the radio station that he was working for. Guy says, you can't do that. He says, Phil Henry does it. That's when they found out about me, and I wind up getting my rear end of the sling. So I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to mention any names. I ain't going to mention any initials like JB. But anyway, you know what? Nobody knows who I'm talking about. So there. So then I see this taxi cab confessions. What's that all about? Taxi cab confessions on HBO, where some poor person is put through the mill giving their confession. What was the lady on the other night? She was talking about the guy that screwed her over or something, and the cab driver gave her a big hug, and then they say afterwards, and you've been on tape, ha 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 ha. Would you mind if we use this on taxi cab confessions? Oh, I don't know, and we'll give you, what do they give him, a t-shirt and a coffee mug? She was talking about her father committing suicide? I'm telling you right now, that's illegal. That's illegal. That's a criminal. That is a felony. That's a violation of criminal statutes. I don't know how much more clear I can be. So how come I'm the guy that has people, you know, people got the gun to my head and everybody else gets to do this stuff? What we did is we turned around and rather than making call outs so the person is unsuspecting, we get them to call us. Why? I had to think of something. Because I'm not allowed to make the call outs. But the rest of these cats are pulling this. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm telling you guys to cut it out. Hey, am I late for the song? All right, look, we're going to listen to Iron Maiden, but cut it out or I'm going to my lawyer.
Can I play with madness?
Bill Henry.
Give me the sense to wonder if I'm free.
Give up the rum shaker. I'm not a whore.
Give me the strength to hold my head up, spit back in their face.
Judgment's gone wrong.
Don't need the key to unlock this door. Gotta break down the walls, break out of this bad place. Can I play with madness? The puppet stared at his crystal ball. Can I play with madness? There's no vision there at all.
The last wonder, just like a miracle.
Do you ever eat your own boogers?